But joining us this morning to talk about health and water is Jill Liss, who is the Director of Environmental Health with Lorain County General Health District. Good morning, Jill. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So I wish Craig was here because he's all about the dog. The dog on the Lakeview Beach. I didn't know there was a name of this program. It's called the BARC program. Beach Area Roving Canines.
That's right. And not to be misleading, the dogs are not out there barking, but it's just a fun name we came up with to help promote the program. But this is something exciting and very new at Lakeview Beach this year. The Lorain County Metro Parks partnered with the City of Lorain and my agency to get some funding to help with a bird problem that's been out there for a long time. So the feces from the seagulls contribute to poor water quality, and we're using this as a pilot project of sorts to see if it makes a difference by chasing the birds away.
And so far, so good from what I understand. It seems to be working, and the dogs are out there doing the
right
job.
The dogs are out there every day, and we are seeing a very reduced number of birds on the beach so far this year. One thing that time will tell is we really need the weather to improve to really see how much of an impact that the dogs are making.
Well, I suppose with a lot of rain, that creates different issues with all the water that's coming in off of the land getting into the lake and what it's washing in there that may bring other contaminants too.
That is very true, and we have had a very, very wet summer so far. But as you know, when it rains, you know, everything the rain comes in contact with, from the grass, the parking lots, all of that washes into our waterways, which end up in Lake Erie.
You know, there's things in the water. You hear all these stories about the bigger bodies of water. The sharks are a problem for people, but there's things in the water like Erie occasionally that we don't see that actually can be a health problem for us. So you always sometimes will put advisories out, right?
Right. And the advisories come from the water sampling that we do. You know, our agency and many other health departments in Ohio and other states collect water samples throughout the summer to see if the water is safe for swimming. So in Lorain County, we are sampling 4 days a week. And when those samples are taken to a lab, they're checking for what's called E. coli bacteria. And depending on how that number comes back at, we will issue a water quality advisory to let the public know that the bacterial levels might be high and they may not want to choose to swim on that day.
And again, that's related to the quality. And what obviously over time, what does that just get diluted or dissipates? And then the levels will go down?
It does. And there are things that affect the water quality. We already talked about the rain, but the rain is not the only source of a potential issue. There might be a day where it's just very windy and wavy, and that alone is enough to stir up the lake where it might look brown or, you know, maybe may have a dirty appearance to it. But that alone can cause bacterial levels to rise. So there's many things that can impact it.
So as a director of environmental health, what are the things that you're doing related to that on a day-to-day basis? You have people going out and testing. You just keep track. You get information coming
out. We are testing during the summer from Memorial Day through Labor Day. We're out there 4 days a week collecting water samples. But in addition to that, we collect a lot of data such as did it rain and how much did it rain? Which direction is the wind coming from? How high are the waves? And related to the BARC program, how many birds are on the beach? Because, you know, that, as we mentioned, is also a source of a potential a pollutant source. So all of these things are tracked to try to develop what we call trends to see what's impacting the waters and use that to make improvements.
We're talking today with Jill Liss, Director of Environmental Health with Lorain County General Health District. You've been here for a number of years. You've also been in this field for a couple of decades. You talked about change. You've seen a change. Is there a different thing, or is it similar to the same things you were doing back then that are happening now?
There is a change, and the technology is changing. For example, a lot of agencies have moved towards what we call predictive modeling. And for many, many years now, the U.S. Geological Survey has been developing predictive models, and they are teaching local health departments how to use them. So instead of waiting, you know, about 24 hours for a sample result to come back from a lab, we're making predictions on what the water quality might be like based on certain factors, such as how high the waves are, how much it rained. And this is put into a computer model, and it kind of predicts whether or not the bacterial levels might be high or low. So we are hoping to bring that to Lorain County in about another year or so. Right now we're focusing on some of the problems like the birds.
And of course, in the other part of the lake where they have the algal bloom last year, that's kind of one of those that they're also kind of keeping an eye on too, to know, you know, the reasons for that and how maybe to prevent something like that from occurring too.
Right, that's correct. We do watch that. You know, when that's something we look at when we're out taking samples every day, if there's any signs of algae. And fortunately, we don't have too much of a problem in the central basin, which we're in right now.
Yeah, there's a little more movement going on, I guess, in the water to keep things going along. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things. What can we do as individuals? If maybe we don't even go out to the beach or go out to the lake, but we're in our neighborhood, our homes, what can we do to help improve water quality for all of us?
Actually, there's a lot we could do. Everybody has a role in protecting Lake Erie. One thing is, you know, when you have medications that you don't need or are done with, don't flush them down the toilet. That used to be done a long time ago, but that can actually have an impact on the waterways, can harm our wildlife and the ecosystem. You could take them to your local police department to be disposed of properly. Also, don't feed the birds. Feeding the geese, the ducks, the birds can cause large populations of those animals to create excess bird waste on the beach, adding bacteria to the water. And like we discussed, this can impact our water quality. General chemicals, don't dump them down the drain. Take your cleaners, grease, paint to our Lorain County Waste Collection Center. That's open several days a week. And like I mentioned, don't dump anything down the storm drains because that all flows to the rivers and our lake. And also pick up after your pets. It's amazing how much just dog waste alone, when it rains, that's all carried, you know, into the waterways and again ends up in Lake Erie.
Right. Anything you have in the lawn that sort of seeps down into that works its way to a waterway, the way your water. So, and that also goes with the we've heard about fertilizing and things like that. Follow directions. Make sure you kind of keep that in check as well. And it doesn't seem like it's a lot because it's one individual you're thinking, what's this one little piece? But you multiply that by all the different people.
It all adds up.
That's where it all adds up. And you as the environmental health director, you can kind of sort of see that. When you have people going out to the Black River and testing and seeing things coming on there, you see the waterways that feed into the lake and you can kind of see whether the levels of these different things are higher or not. One of the other things that the Lorain County Health Department is involved with is the Show Us How You H2O. I've seen some pictures now, people kayaking, maybe kids just running through sprinklers. What's the photo contest all about?
Right. So our annual photo contest theme, like you mentioned, is Show Us How You H2O. We want to see how people use water for their life, not just, for drinking, but like you mentioned, going out onto the Black River, kayaking, going to the beach, going fishing. We want to see how people use it, how they value it. And we will be selecting up to 10 finalists. They'll be on display at the Lorain County Fair. And those that participate and vote will have a chance to win prizes such as tickets to the Cavs game and gift cards to Dick's Sporting Goods and the Backpacker Shop. Also, there might be a chance to win a rain barrel or water bottles and passes to local pools and other fun things. So as you head out this weekend for your 4th of July festivities, take your phone and camera and take those pictures and just upload them by July 21st at livehealthylorainecounty.com.
And there's all things related to water. Maybe you're watering your garden and you have nice pictures of that, or there's maybe a bird bath or something. So all are just enjoying a little drink out of the hose. That some people still do. I don't know. It's not a bad thing to drink water that way. Or if you're having one of those special big water drinks, or maybe there's a special way you prepare water. So it's just a chance for people to kind of think about water, because it's one of those things, when we get news stories where they say, boil alerts, those type of things, people's lives get disrupted if the water's not there for them. And it's one of those things as well also that you just take for granted, but if there's an issue with it.
Right. Right.
So it's a good time to be preventative. Again, if people want to find out more, then go to livehealthylorainecounty.com and you can find out all about the photo contest, also about the water quality. I guess there's a place they can look to find out how the quality is for the beaches too, right?
Yes, there's a few areas. They can go to our website at lorainecountyhealth.com and there'll be a section where it will link you to actually what's called Ohio Beach Guard. That is a clearinghouse for all the Ohio water quality data for any beach, whether it's on Lake Erie or if it's an inland lake. And there's also a website called Ohio Nowcast. That's nowcast.info. And that is where you can find information on beaches that are using those predictive models that I mentioned.
Okay. Get a good idea. Especially if you're heading to the beach and expecting to enjoy the water and you don't want to get there and realize there's a sign that says water's not in good shape today. So it's a good chance to check that out. Our guest today, Jill List, Director of Environmental Health at the Lorain County General Health District. Thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.